Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Thank you very much, Yang. I'm Hanson Wood with your fantasy sports news update. Let's get to the live scoreboard. Back to live action, fellas. We got Colorado and Arizona right now. Colorado leading 3-1 in the bottom of the 6-1 final from today. The Rangers doubled up the Indians 4-2. Mike Minor picking up the win for you. Shane Bieber the loss, and Kelly was saved number 9. Big story out of baseball today. The Tampa Bay Rays have given permission by Major League Baseball to explore the possibility of splitting their home games between Tampa Bay and Montreal. This, according to Mark Tompkin of the Tampa Bay Times newspaper, the proposed arrangement can be see the club eventually play games in Tampa before finishing the season in Montreal. So half and half, according to ESPN. This plan is truly in its early stages right now. It would involve new stadiums being built for both cities. Kamish says, hey, the team that has been committed to play in Tampa Bay and Tropicana, and that lease, it ends 2027. So we'll have some baseball in Tampa Bay for a while, but good steps ahead. If you're a Montreal Expos fan, Montreal hasn't seen a baseball team since the Spos moved to Washington following the 2004 season. And despite an impressive 43-31 record right now, the Rays' second worst attendance in Major League Baseball this year, behind only the Miami Marlins. Dodgers pitcher Rich Hill calling MLB this week, advocating extended protective netting at all ballparks. Hill hopes the league will follow the example set by the White Sox, who recently announced plans to expand the netting to the foul poles at Guaranteed Rate Field. The decision was made after a young girl was struck in the head by a foul ball in Houston in May. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's going to consider inviting the Toronto Raptors to the White House. Trump's adding, a great job by a great team. We'll think about it. If they'd like to do it, we'll think about it, quote unquote. No NBA team has visited Donald Trump in the White House since his inauguration back in 2017. Raptors coach Nick Nurse says they're going to visit the Canadian capital in Ottawa, visit Parliament Hill, and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in the near future. NBA draft going down on the network tonight. It is in New York City, the Barclays Center. Things get going at 7:30, but we got you covered before the New Orleans Pelicans get on the clock. We got Stanful, the gang, Blewett, everybody, Sussman. Yeah, all you guys, tune in 7 o'clock here on the network. We got all the draft information that you need. It appears the Pelicans are eyeing at least one big move too. Executive VP of Basketball Ops David Griffin trying to acquire a first-round pick and a player on a good contract for the number 4 selection overall. No more rumors here. The Pelicans already speaking to Minnesota regarding the 11th overall pick and forward Robert Covington, a source telling Stadium's Jeff Goodman. New Orleans also picking up the option today on Jahlil Okafor's contract for 2019. The former third overall pick averaging just over 8.2 points a game, 4.7 boards in 59 games. Yeah, so we got you covered tonight right here on the network. You want to tune in right after Red Heat and Rage, the Sus, Stamful, Blewett, and Bash. In the NHL, the Vancouver Canucks and defenseman Alex Edler agreed on a 2-year contract today. He recorded 10 goals and 34 points in 56 games with Vancouver last year. Very, very solid campaign. Also logging the 10th most minutes among NHL defensemen at 24-34. Rumor mill around the Toronto Maple Leafs. It says they might have some activity. The team telling clubs are listening for offers involving Kasperi Kapanen and Nassim Kadri. They would definitely need a defenseman back in Kapanen's trade and a center for Kadri. Strong sense that Connor Brown might be on the trade block as well. Edmonton Oilers first round pick, giving the team an ultimatum. Trade him or he's off to Europe. The Oilers have until Monday to issue a qualifying offer to Jesse Puljujärvi. The 21-year-old, he can move. They have to do that to keep his NHL rights. Round one of the PGA's Travelers Championship. We got a 5-way tie among the top. Paul Casey just bogeying 18, but Canadian Mackenzie Hughes, Ryan Armour, Bronson Berggren right now, all these guys in at 6-under par. That seems to be the lead. Notables, Brooks Koepka in the clubhouse, 1-over. Patrick Cantlay, strong showing at 4-under par. Round one of the Women's PGA Championship, the KPMG at Hazeltine in Minnesota. Ioju Kim leads at 3-under par. We've got a host of others just one shot back. Lydia Ko, 2 off the pace. Baseball board, Gabe and I will go through all the games tonight here on the MLB betting hour that's coming up here on the show. We'll go through the college props as well. College Baseball World Series, Mississippi State and Louisville. The Bulldogs, -150, total 9. Saskatchewan and Ottawa in the CFL. Red Blacks minus 4.5 total, 43.5. Cody Vachardo gets the start for the Riders. Women's World Cup today, America, big win over Sweden, 2-0. The Netherlands took out Canada, 2-1. And Thailand, right now, they beat Chile beat Thailand 2-0. And Cameroon over New Zealand, 2-1 the final. I'm Cam Stewart. Stay tuned, everybody. Hour 3 of Red Heat and Rage Radio with me and Gabe Morenzi. We'll go through the props of the NBA draft with Big Man on Campus, the huge baseball board tonight, talk a little golf, and anything you guys want. Hour 3, Red Heat and Rage, the betting hour, coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
Level 3. We were worried. This was going to happen. All bets now for the NBA draft, all mock drafts, all this stuff. It's all just been turned upside down. The Atlanta Hawks have acquired the New Orleans Pelicans, number 4 pick in the draft for number 8, number 17, and number 35 in the draft. Pelicans also sending Solomon Hill, the 57th pick, and a future second round pick. So to repeat, the Atlanta Hawks were drafting 8th, 10th, 17th, and 35th. The Hawks have got the Pelicans' fourth pick. They gave the Pelicans the 8th pick, the 17th pick, and the 35th pick as the Pelicans just continue to gouge the league. Like,
they
holy
sure
crap.
They're going to field two teams, New Orleans 1 and 2. They got so many damn players.
They got Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Holiday, Zion Williamson, the 8th pick, the 17th pick, the 35th pick. Like, holy shit, man.
It's like a baseball exhibition, split squad game. Okay, you guys
they
are
did
here.
The right move,
are...
man, but it screws my prop because I hate to say this, but God, the Atlanta Hawks, you know who they're going to take? They're going to take Darius Garland.
Yeah, they are.
I know they are.
Well, it seems like these books put out these things for a reason, eh? It's like, I don't want to say we got baited. It's
these guys already
knew the story.
Hey, Cam?
Yep.
So,
yes?
According to Woj, they are not trying to trade up for Garland. They're trying to trade up for DeAndre Hunter at 4.
DeAndre Hunter? You don't have to. You can have him at 4
that's
or 5.
What Adrian
that's BS.
Well, that's stupid,
that's no way.
Then, because you don't even need to
it
trade
no
up.
Sense.
This is like Daniel Jones all over again, Sussman. You don't need to trade up to get DeAndre Hunter. I guess if you're at 8, you're not getting him at 8. I get it.
Wow.
But
shocking.
You don't trade all in. You don't trade this for DeAndre Hunter.
Makes no sense.
All right, Sussman. All right. I hope you're right. So then Sussman, what's your mock then? What's your new mock? So Hunter 4 and then Jared Culver. Who goes to Cleveland at 5?
I think it's got to be Culver at 5.
Yeah.
And then at 6, it's going to be whichever point guard they like better, Garland or White.
Yeah. And then the Bulls after take whatever point guard was it.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep, that's exactly what I think happens.
Yeah, all right, Sush. You calmed me down a little bit.
I tried my best.
I took my headset off in disgust.
You calmed me down a little bit. Yeah. Things are going to happen. We said there's going to be a lot of moving and shaking going on, a lot of moving parts tonight. It's gonna be crazy. Don't worry. Don't get insane yet, Gabe. Lots of work to go. Sus will cool you down at 7 o'clock. It's getting hot here, though.
I like the listen from the Pelicans. Yeah. I like it from the Pelicans perspective.
Oh, for sure. I like everything they're doing right now. They're just stockpiling. Question.
Yeah, but if I'm
not everyone
a hawk. Yeah, I get it. The Hawks don't play defense. DeAndre Hunter plays defense. You know what I mean?
That's true.
They need defense. Better stay yet.
Better yet.
I guess truly. Right, Big Man on Campus joins us next. All right. I see a tweet on Twitter here from Kara LeBron. I'm told Carolina and Toronto recently had a chat about a deal involving Kaepernick and Brown going to the Canes in a package involving various players, blah, blah, blah. Thoughts on this? I want to tweet them back. Not much, you know, right now, to be honest. Sammy Kaepernick's not on my radar right now, guys. I don't care where Eric Carlson... Yeah, I don't...
I couldn't care less about Kaepernick struggling.
Yeah. Like, somebody asked me, where's Eric Carlson signing? I'm like, who? Yeah. Eric Carlson? I don't know.
I don't want to get into that. I'll make one comment, though. 11 years for Carlson, that's you want to talk about a stooge deal? That's way too long. Way too long.
But
we're talking.
The guy can barely
play this year.
He's done.
Oh, dude. I'm going to tell you something, Gabe. Fourth year into that contract, it's going to be a nightmare. Good work, Sharks. What a bad deal. Anyway, it's NBA time. NBA time.
Yeah, let's bring a big man on campus. As I'm a little disappointed. This is what happens, man. You know what I mean? I go to the book. I bet earlier in the day. What am I going to do? And, you know, I only have this Garland bet, one bet. So it's not like everything is tied into this. But I really like this. I really like Garland not to be in the top 5.5 at plus 325. Big man on campus now joins us, and I'm concerned that the Atlanta Hawks deal with the Pelicans means that the Hawks are going to take Garland. Yet Greg Sussman, who's doing a special here at 7 o'clock on the network with the crew, just told me that Woj says they're doing this to get DeAndre Hunter, big man on campus, but. Man, we're less than an hour away. We're about an hour away. I guess 7:30. We're an hour away for the draft, and then boom, this hits. What's up, man? What do you think? What do you think the Hawks are up to? Who do you think they're going to take? And do you like the deal? Me and Cam both think it was a smart move to do for the Pelicans and take all these picks.
Well, I mean, you and I yesterday discussed this plus 350 pick. I think this is good for that. I don't think there's any way the Hawks take him. The Hawks have Trae Young. I don't have any reason to think they would take Garland. And
they don't need another shooting. They don't need another shooting guard. You're right. Yeah.
Right. But again, I mean, I think they need a 3 or 4, and Hunter fits it. I think it fits perfectly. I think this also means that, look, I think Jared Culver goes 5. I think it makes perfect sense. The only concern I have at 5 and where Culver may not make sense is I wouldn't exactly think Colin Sexton is a sniper from 3. Culver isn't either. So they could take Garland, but I'm starting to think Reddish makes a lot of sense at 5, guys.
You're reading my mind. I think Cam Reddish is a good fit for Beeline's offense. I agree. Yeah.
Can bomb.
Well, yeah, that's wow.
You know, dude, you're getting – guys, Cam Reddish on my site, so Gabe, for the under 7.5 is plus 250.
I think it's worth a roll of the dice. I couldn't bet every prop.
I'm going to do it. I'm clicking it.
I got to do it. Dude, rumor is, too, guys, the Chicago Bulls like him, too, actually, too, Cam Reddish. Like, don't think that just because everyone's like, oh, he's dropping, they're throwing smoke. You know, they could like him. You know, just because he had a bad year at Duke doesn't mean he can't be good in the NBA.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that was one of the reasons I didn't take the over 7.5 because I saw Cleveland sitting there, and I'm thinking – you know, I think he makes a whole lot of sense there. And, look, we have to remember, I mean, if Cameron Reddish is on any other team in America, he is a top 5 pick probably. But, you know, people just kind of brush him off because, you know, Zion Williamson was so good and R.J. Barrett was so good. I think Garland, I'll continue to say it, I think he goes 6 or 7. I have him in 7 to the Bulls. I think this trade helps. I really believe that prop is as good as cashed, in my opinion.
Wow.
I don't think any way the Hawks or Cavs do it.
FanDuel's pulled Garland. They have every other player up except Garland.
Love it. That's great.
They pulled Garland.
Mine still got it. I'm gonna.
So Mr. Green, what, 4.5?
Yeah. You got to take it.
Yeah,
what
that's crazy.
What about this
pulled
one?
It. FanDuel pulled it. Wow.
Listen to this one, guys.
That's good news.
So listen to this one. So Culver on this site that they haven't, they haven't pulled it yet. Let me see. Garland, they haven't pulled it yet. You still, So what is over 5.5 is plus 240.
Yeah, I would take it. I have it at plus 325.
I think you got to get that ASAP.
I would take it, Ken.
I'm done. You've convinced me.
I mean, even if it doesn't cash, it's a great bet. I mean, you're literally banking on one pick, which is what I said yesterday. The pick made no sense.
Yes,
not
sir.
To me.
There's been a trade.
Oh,
trade.
God.
Wow. What's going on here, Sus?
The Phoenix Suns have traded down to the Minnesota Timberwolves in exchange for the number 6 pick for number 11 and for Dario Saric.
That's fine. They're
all right. I got to comprehend this for a second. All right, hold on.
They'll pick up a point guard, Gabe. The 6th pick.
Yeah, Phoenix needs a point guard.
Like
so what did Phoenix do?
They traded down to Minnesota's pick. They swapped picks, and Minnesota gave up Dario Saric as well.
So the Minnesota Timberwolves are now drafting sixth?
That is correct. And the rumors are that they want Garland.
That's six.
That's perfect. I got him at 5.5. Great news, Sus.
Click it, man, before they pull it.
I already pulled it.
Yeah, whether it's Phoenix or Minnesota, they're both going to take a point guard. So it doesn't matter. It just cancels out. It's the same team, basically.
Yeah, you got to do this. Yes, it's done.
This is perfect. This is really fitting perfect for this pick. I mean, we really love it.
I'm all in, Gabe. Like, it pays 200.
Listen, I didn't think the Pelicans were taking them. I think the Pelicans were taking them at 4, but you're right. We might have just lucked out. Like, for FanDuel to pull Garland, evidently they're freaking out. Like, oh, shit, we can't have a plus 325 up on the board here. They had a plus 250, whatever, right now. But it's total chaos now. Man, like, you guys were right.
In my original draft, I thought Hunter was the fourth player in this draft. Whoever takes him, I felt that, and you guys discussed it. I mean, he's a kid that can defend. It's very hard to find. And that's one of the reasons I listened to Whale Capper's thoughts earlier, and I listened to your thoughts as well on the same subject. I agree with you, Gabe, most of the time, but I couldn't disagree more on Hero. I think Hero is going to be a coveted kid at this level. I think the way he can defend, he's a combo guard. He can shoot the lights out. He reminds me a lot, and I mean this, he reminds me a lot of the way Rip Hamilton played. I think he can be that kind of player at the NBA level. He's a good kid. I love the kid. I think under 18.5 is a lock. I think the Pacers are interested.
Listen, I'm not discounting. And for the record, Whale Capper was on board with it, right? He thought Hero was being a little overhyped. I'm not saying that Hero's a bust in the NBA. I'm just stating at plus 230, I think it's good value. You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't shock me if Hero went 22nd or 20 whatever, 24th or something like that.
Even.
Yeah, even 19th. What about Ty Jerome? I got him over 23.5. I don't think he's going to be
20. That's funny. I just did a all Sixer draft and where I think they're going to go. I think he goes 24 to the Sixers. I really do.
Yeah, that's a good fit. Mean that replaces JJ Redick, right?
I want to make this clear, though. I love that kid as well. I think he is about as tough as it gets. He's that New York type of player. I think the Celtics will take him, unfortunately. I just think he fits the way they are and what they do. They need guard play after losing Rozier and guys like that, or whoever they're going to lose, whoever the guard is. I think I would love him at 24. I just have a feeling he's going to go. But I think there's a little value there if you got plus money. I could see mid-20s.
Now listen, guys, man, we all know.
I was going to ask you, Gabe, I got another matchup bet, and it's plus three. Where's Kobe White going? What number do you think he's going?
Six or seven,
I would think.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing. But Cam Reddish versus him is plus 380, but he won't. It'll be close, but he won't win that.
But instead of doing that one, just take a plus 250 for Cam Reddish or like the under 7.5.
I've done that one. Yeah, under 7.5.
Like this way,
awesome.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Pickman break, get some more NBA props in, and God knows we'll see. I'm sure Knicks fans right now are like, dear God, don't screw this up. Don't, like, do something. You have RJ Barrett. He's going to be a star. Our draft coverage continues on a video now.
Dad, what are you
doing? Warren in the 32nd pick in the draft to the Pacers.
Yep.
The Pacers send back a bag of cash.
I love that. Cash.
The Pacers will send cash.
No, a Brinks truck. Cash.
How are you allowed to even do this? How can you trade for cash? We're trading you for cash. Yeah. Phoenix wanted to unload the 3 years and the 35 remaining on Warren's deal to create the cap space. Warren averaged 18 points a game, 4 rebounds, and 1.5 assists in 43 games this past season. Improving his shooting dramatically. This is what the Pacers have to do, right? Like the free agents aren't signing in with the Pacers, so they have to be creative and pull these deals off, try to get some talent, and hope that they overachieve there. So Garland's been taken down. Interesting that a lot of people feel no, Atlanta's not going to do this, but. Me and Cam were talking about this earlier, big man. The thing with the Atlanta Hawks is I think they didn't mind trading some of these picks to move up to get the guy that they want. They're trying to construct a team here. They have, like, you know, so you've got Herter, you've got Collins, you've got Trey Young. Not a lot of defense there, as you stated. Not a lot of, like, sort of toughness and defense and what Hunter can bring to the table. I like the mix. And another thing is they didn't want to, like, have, like, five new rookies at once, right? It's a lot of new, a lot of young guys, you know, so they get Crab in here. I actually like what the Atlanta Hawks are doing. You know, I like what the direction they're going in, but I think they gave up too much to move up four spots, Cam, in my opinion. You know, the 8, yeah. 17, and 35, come on, man. Like,
it's too much.
Especially too in a draft in which, you know, everyone's sort of the same. Like, the Pelicans are just going to stockpile talent right now, big man.
Yeah, well, the thing is, Gabe, and big man, this is the thing, though. The Pelicans have so many picks now. It's not football. It's basketball. Like, as I mentioned for a joke, Gabe, we got Pelicans A and Pelicans B. They have so many guys right now, big man. Like, what are you going to do with it? It's like, I know we get excited, Gabe. When I see picks, I'm like, yeah, picks. You know, they got to pan out, too. But they got a lot of guys, big man. That's all I'm saying is basketball is a little bit different, right?
Around, and I hope they find a home and do well. I do think, though, nowadays in the NBA, you can find really good talent late in this draft. Second round, there's a lot of really good NBA-ready kids in the second round. A few guys that I would pinpoint right now, Jordan Bone, you know, Terrence Mann, Justin Wright Foreman. I mean, Kako Fall, I think, is going to be a very solid NBA player. There's just so much talent in the later rounds. But, hey, they might not be done wheeling and dealing. As far as the Hawks and what you said, Gabe, I think this has to just scream Hunter. I don't know where else they would go here. They're not going to take Culver because I think they really like Herter. I just think Hunter fits real well. He can play the best defender, you know, the best player on the other team defensive-wise. You got John Collins. You got guys like that. I think this screams Hunter. So, yeah, the Pelicans love picks. I mean, they just want to add bodies. You got to have a bench in this league, I guess.
You're right. You know who would be some nice late picks in the draft here? You mentioned one of them in Jordan Poole. You know, he hit a big shot, of course, against the Houston Cougars in the tournament 2 years ago. Athletic kid, but Brazikas. I think Brazikas could be a late steal, big man. You know, that's a kid. He's a competitor. He's only going to get better. He's been well-coached. He's smart. He's got a high basketball IQ. I think he could be a steal, actually.
You know, it's funny. I actually didn't have him drafted. I think he would have benefited from another year personally, but I do think the motor.
No, I agree. But you know, that's why, though, yeah. Someone's going to get him at 45 or 47 or something to be laughing about it in 2 years.
Gabe, there are very few, and I want to make this clear, there are very few guys in the second round I wouldn't take. The one guy I would avoid like the plague is Kyle Guy. I don't understand where he fits in the NBA. I don't think he's big enough to defend twos in this league. I think he's kind of one of those set shot guys in the corner. I just don't really understand where he makes sense at this level. The Sixers have three picks in the second round. I pray they avoid him. I do not want Kyle Guy. But, yeah, there's tons of talent late in this draft. I mean, we've seen guys come out of nowhere off the undrafted free agent list and do some things. So, listen, the heart of a champion is how hard you practice and try out. So, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of talent. I can't wait. I'm excited for it. Plenty of props, too. Hey, guys, wanted to throw this one out. This is my favorite prop of the entire draft. And if you can find it, the wording is important. So please listen, everybody. Foreign-born players drafted in the first round, over 7.5. I have a lot of wiggle room. I found 9 or possibly 10 foreign-born players. Keep in mind, foreign-born. Canada,
RJ Barrett, foreign.
Yep. There's about 4 or 5 Canadians. Siku, Bol Bol, Bruno Fernando, yep. Nick Cal, Alexander Walker's Canadian. There's a lot of foreign-born players. I have 9, number 7.5. This is a very good pick, and it's really just doing the research and finding the guys and counting them.
I rolled the dice, and we'll see if it pays off or not. And listen, I still lock. But we'll see how this trade affects things, if anything. But I took the under 5.5 freshmen in the first top 10.
Yeah.
And it could be six, big man, but it might be five. You know what I mean? It's right there, and at plus 180. It's a toss-up, and I'm getting it at plus 180.
I think it's –
we need Siku to get drafted in the top 10, bro. You know, but that's one thing, and yeah. We need that to happen.
Well, Gabe, here's my issue with that bet.
And I need Hayes to drop. Sorry.
Sure. I think even if Siku gets drafted, you're really banking on Jackson Hayes because I think every other freshman, all
going
five
11.
Are locked. I'm actually real high on Hayes. I think he, outside of Hunter, I think he's the best defender in the draft. He is an elite pogo type of player. If he can just develop some offensive game, you know, he's a lot like Mo Bamba. That's exactly the kind of player he is. I love the kid. I think he goes top 10, but I think it's worth a look at plus 180. I'd take a flyer that he's not.
These Texas centers, though, man. All right, so as you mentioned, you got Mo Bamba, Jared Allen, kid on the Nets. Yeah,
Miles
there's
Turner.
Been a lot of them. Is Hayes just a little overhyped? I mean, is he really going to be a top 10 pick? That's what the bet almost comes down to, right?
Yeah.
The Wizards are an interesting team. I think that if you look at Pascal Siakam and his success, it has to make a team out there think, you know, outside the box instead of just, oh, we played in Kentucky, played in North Carolina.
Point.
Like, I think the Siku kid, he could be Dumboya. He could be the next, the next Siakam type. And I think the Wizards, who wanted Masai Ujiri, I could really see the Wizards pulling the trigger on this kid at 9, big man.
I mean, in my mock, that's where I have him going, number 9. I think Hayes at 10. And I'm kind of relating this. Hayes to me is Clint Capella. I think that's what he is. I think his reach is unbelievable. It's so great now to have guys that can protect the rim in this league. You got to be able to do that. And I think Hayes can do it. But no, Siku is, I have him top 10. I have him at 9 to Washington. That's exactly where I have him going.
It wouldn't shock me, though. Sorry, Kevin. I was going to say out of Gonzaga, Cam, it wouldn't shock me if Rui Hachimura actually was top 10. Like, I think. You know, I could see the Hawks taking this kid. It wouldn't shock me if he went 10 to the, you know. Everyone has Jackson Hayes locked into 10 here with Atlanta. I'm hoping that, you know, these mocks aren't set in stone, guys. They're just, mock drafts, right?
Hachimura on mine is 13.5 they give him, but it's a minus 260 to the under. No, thank you. Because we're trying to avoid that. We're trying to get the plus 260s. I've got to ask you guys this, Gabe. I'm seeing some line movement with Bol Bol. Where do you think he's drafted, big man? Will he be like around 15, 16?
No.
It's real quick on Rui Hachimura. Either way, wherever he gets drafted, he's going to make a lot of money in his future. He's Japanese. He's going to grow the brand in Japan. He's going to make a lot of money, by the way. But no, Bol Bol is fascinating. I think he's the biggest boomer bust in this draft. The kid I like to root for. I mean, I love, you know, Manu Bol was terrific. A good guy. You know, this kid is a pogo. You talk about a pogo stick. I think around, 16 to 20 makes sense. I think a team smart enough with the skill set he has, and that's one of the reasons I love Taco Fall to be drafted in this draft. You can get that at like around 2-1.
220, Taco Fall to be drafted. Yeah, he'll go in the second round, Taco Fall.
The physical traits they have are just – you can't ignore them, and it would be an utter shame if you do ignore them because they're just gifted individuals. They can affect shots. They really wall off the paint. What I love about Fall, by the way, is, I mean, we saw him defend good talent. I mean, he was doing well against Zion Williamson in that Elite Eight game. The guy developed a really nice offensive game. I think he's a better version of Boban Marjanovic, and I think – with the size he has, I think he's really going to be a gifted individual. But Bol Bol, I would say around 20, Cam. I think he's a real boomer bust, but people will take shots just because of his physical ability.
If he's six, my total 16.5, but he's plus 220 to the under. So I was just thinking.
Yeah, I'd go over, sure.
What do you think, big man of Goga? I went under. I think he's going to go before the 17th pick. I got under 16.5 with this guy. Maybe the Celtics at 14, maybe the Pistons at 15. Hell, maybe even the Heat at 13. What do you make of this kid?
Yeah, he's actually a real throwback back to like the original big man. You know, the Jusuf Nurkić, Nenad Krstić type. Kind of what we've seen out of Jokic. He's not explosive. He's not going to be a leaper. He's only recently started to shoot the basketball. He's really kind of an old school throwback, kind of a European player. But I actually had him going to the Boston Celtics at 14. People like this are just, you know, with the lately of Nurkic and Jokic.
Yeah, Jokic. They're looking for a new Jokic, yeah, right? Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I have him 14-15 range. I like him a lot. But yeah, again, he's not this new NBA kind of player where he's going to be able to go out and shoot the rock. I think he could get to that point, but I don't think he's there right now.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll get a couple more props, and we'll get into the baseball level. We're done here as well. NFL football night tonight. A lot of stuff going on. Game Time Decisions, Red Page Radio, and you.
Yeah, I mean, I think
could be a sleeper scorer, this kid.
Yeah, no, he can create his own shot. His slot selections are not great. He had a lot of trouble out at USC. Really, anyone at USC, they just have not been
that's
coached
not
correctly.
His fault.
Andy Enfield's a mess.
It's Andy LA, bro. Like, yeah,
DeMar DeRozan went to USC. Everything's okay. Everything's okay.
Yeah, yeah, but who was his coach? Like Mike Bibby Sr.?
I think it was
fine, it's a fine school. The system I didn't like for him. That's all. I'm not saying that it's not a good school. I just didn't
big
like
it. Big man,
the
look at
no,
you're right,
like
though. Let's
kid.
Be real. Let's be real. The USC Trojan football team are 10-1 to win the Pac-12 this year. USC used to be 3-1 to win a national championship every year. Now they're 10-1. You got Clay Helton as their coach. You got Clay Helton at Enfield. What the hell are they running over there? What kind of, like, seriously?
The problem kind of, that, and this is where I'm going with the USC player. The problem that these players have at USC under Enfield is they're just not smart basketball players. The basketball IQ is terrific. The decision-making's bad. That's my thought with him. But, look, I have been going to the Thunder.
You're telling me they're playing in Dunk City? Dunk City doesn't get you ready for the NBA?
right. No, I think he's a complete mess. I don't understand why he's still there. But, yeah, I think the kid's really good, and I think he's got a lot of growing up to do. But I think he's like a Deshaun Stevenson type of player. I think that's a pretty good comp for him. I saw that one. I think he goes around to the Thunder. I think they're around 20-ish. I think that's a good landing spot for him. I think he's a first-round pick for sure.
Romeo Langford, Cam, interesting player out of Indiana as well.
I wanted to talk about Matisse Thybulle, guys, from Washington. Gabe, you know my Huskies, baby. What do you think about where's he going to go? Late first round? Like, where do you have for him?
Yeah.
I have him late first round. On my original, about two days ago, I want him to the Sixers. I want 5 or Jerome at 24. I think that's a good spot. Maybe 25 to Portland, and he wouldn't have to travel far. He is the best. In this range, he's an elite defender. He's got quick hands. Offensive game needs to work a little bit. I comped him to, like, Andre Roberson from the Oklahoma City Thunder, and he's a great defender. I think he's going to be one of those Tony Allen types, quick hands. And as he grows, he'll become just a better and better defender at the next level. Just all these 3-and-D guys. He can occasionally hit a shot. His shot selection was good. I think a lot of people will call out the zone, and that's fair. But his hands were quick. I think he led the nation in steals. I like the kid a lot. Got to work on his offensive game a bit, but he'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right, Cam. I'll throw it to you first. I'm putting you in the hot seat here. I used to just throw out these predictions and never think we'd be around years later to actually have to cash the checks. But that's like when people found the tape of me saying that Jamarcus Russell was going to be good.
Yeah, like me and Ryan Leaf. I know. We all make mistakes. You make a lot of predictions, you're going to get some wrong. You're not asking here.
No, I'm pretty good at this draft stuff, and I don't throw around the star stuff often. But if you remember back in the HSR score days, I remember I got into a big time with Orville and stuff. I actually had the Sports Illustrated cover of Kevin Durant up in my cubicle in my office, and I said this guy's the next Michael Jordan. I said like he's going to be a mega star. He's going to win MVPs, and he's going to be like mega. And Greg Oden, big mistake. And I said, you got to take Durant over this Oden dude. And I was bang on. Listen, you're not Michael Jordan, but, you know, Kevin Durant's one of the best players of all time. So, like, he delivered. I'll go on. Also, who do you think, Cam, like 5 years from now, when they look back, you'll say, damn, man, like, yeah, this guy's a freaking superstar. Out of this draft, who's going to be the superstar. You could say two. I mean, because Zion's not going to be a bust, I don't think. But I don't know. Zion's really good, but he's not like, I don't see him as a Durant Jordan type. He's more of a marketing, great player, solid. He's going to be great. But 5 years from now, I don't think he's the best one of the bunch. Who do you think is the best NBA player 5 years from now, Cam?
I'm going to go with RJ Barrett. I'm going to go with RJ Barrett. And I think it has a lot to do with his lineage, the way he is. I think he's going to continually work on his game. As you know, his father started basically the Canadian basketball program before the Raptors blew it up. I have a feeling this kid's work ethic, he's going to take it to a next level. He's going to be a prolific scorer, and he's going to be a very, very special player. If not in his first couple years, like season three, Gabe, but it's going to be on an escalator from there. I like Barrett a lot. I know a lot of people are like, yeah, whatever. I just think he's going to take it up a notch. I don't know who you got, big man, but he's my guy right there. I'm going with Barrett.
Yeah, I mean, I won't knock you on that one. I'll go to Morant. I think he's the best player in this draft above everybody personally. I would have, if I have the number one pick, I would take him personally. I think the small little things he needs to work on are so small. I love the way he plays. I love everything about him. I love his attitude. The only concern I would have for John Morant would be the team he goes to. I think he might struggle just a bit in a big market like a New York or an LA. I think Memphis will shoot him perfectly. I think he'll go down there and be a perennial all-star every year. I will continue to say this as well. There is a guy in the second round. I think he's going to be a really good basketball player. Terrence Mann, Florida State. He does everything you want as an NBA player. He can score. He's a great rebounder, good defender. I'm not going to say he's a superstar, but I think he's a really good bench player in this league. There would be two guys in first and second round. I love Morant. I think he's the king of the castle.
I love all these guys too. I got to be honest. I think Zion Williams. I saw Jalen Rose earlier in the day today say that he thinks that he's like Randall. You know, a 25-10 type of guy in the NBA, which is, you know, pretty freaking impressive. But I think Zion is going to be good. Ja Morant, I'm a big fan of as well. My deal with Morant is in the NBA, big man. I was just going to say that he's going to need players around him. He's not the type of kid that's just, you know what I mean? He needs other players around him, and he'll make people better. But Morant just can't do this by himself. But what are you going to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you, I'm really excited about him and Jaren Jackson there when that happened. I think that would be a good little duo. But I think I always like to look at the possible comparison or obviously the highest comparison. My even lowest comparison, I want to get your opinion on Morant. My lowest would be like a DeAndre Fox. I think he has the ability to be Damian Lillard. I think he's in the middle probably, but I think at worst he's a De'Aaron Fox who's – a very solid NBA player.
And you know how I felt about – I think he's better than De'Aaron Fox. And you know I was very high on De'Aaron Fox.
I think he's ascending more to Lillard as opposed to Fox.
I know this sounds crazy, but I think, like, he's has, like, Dwayne Wade in him type thing. Like, I think Ja Morant has the potential to be that good. Like, just
be a nice career as well.
Yeah, like John Wall, Dwayne Wade, you know what I'm saying?
Do you think he's a Hall of Famer? Do you think any of these guys are Hall of Famers?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I'll say yes. I think RJ Barrett will be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. Because of the media. He won't be a bust, so he'll get in, but I'm gonna go with two guys here. I'm gonna go with RJ Barrett as well. And as Cam, great call was Cam was saying, hardwired. To lives for the moment, played at Duke, loves the spotlight, been on national television, has played international basketball, grew up in a basketball family, his father, Rowan, international player, Steve Nash, his godfather. And RJ Barrett's not one of these kids that's just happy to wear a suit tonight and hug Adam Silver. RJ Barrett's going to walk off the stage looking at everyone else thinking, you know what, I'm better than you, and I'm going to prove it, and I'm going to be better than you, and I'm going to be one of the best players ever. Like, that's how this kid's thinking. I think low side, he's DeMar DeRozan. I think upside, and people compare him to Andrew Wiggins. He's got way more heart than Andrew Wiggins, this kid. I think upside, like James Harden, you know, 28, 30 points in a night type of guy. I think he's going to be a superstar in New York City. I think he's going to be a megastar. People are going to love him. But I'm betting against where the kid gets drafted, but I think Darius Garland is going to be a freaking stud too. I think he is the next Damian Lillard. I think this kid is, like, he was a number one high school recruit. You know, I haven't seen him much, but I was watching some film of him, and man, this kid can shoot. Like, he's just that natural, you know, he doesn't miss. It's like they, you know, just, you just watch him, you're like, wow, this kid's smooth. And he's part of Rich Paul and Team Clutch, which means he'll be working out with LeBron, AD, and Draymond Green. And, like, you know what I mean? He's going to have elite sort of managing, coaching, and sort of everything around him. Hopefully he doesn't turn into a diva. But I think in a couple of years, we're going to look and we're going to say Garland is a freaking star, superstar. RJ Barrett's a superstar. And I might be wrong on this, but I'm pretty high on Jared Culver. I think Jared Culver is going to be a solid defensive right player in the NBA.
Great.
Can I sort of, like you said, big man, like a Justice Winslow type Jared Culver.
Yeah, that was my con. Can I give you guys a bust? I'm going to give you a bust.
Okay.
Bust, yeah.
Nickeil Alexander Walker. He's a bust to me. I think he's just way too frail. He's not physical at all. He's too lean, too lanky. Look, again, if he tries and works hard, he can be anything he wants, I'm sure. But I think he's like a Jordan Clarkson type of player. I don't see much from him. I think he's too frail. I'm going to go with Alexander Walker. I have him over 15.5. I think that's a really strong bet.
All right, we got to get out of here. We're done. Thanks for joining us, man. We got 1 minute on the stream here, Cam. So,
really? It's a baseball pick.
We're on the radio for another 5 minutes. You can hang in here, big man.
Thanks,
rattle off. Okay, thanks, big man. Baseball, thanks, Reds, buddy. Brewers under 9.5. Rays and A's under 7.5. And give me the Angels to beat the Blue Jays, Cam. And give me the Riders plus 4.5 and the Riders Red Blacks over.
Yeah, I'm actually taking the Riders 2 plus 4.5, a parlay with St. Louis Cardinals in Minnesota becomes plus 140. I like the Cubs to win at minus 145. I like Milwaukee at minus 145, Gabe, and my dog tonight. Only one disagreement with you. I'm on the Blue Jays tonight. I think they get it done with Clayton Richard on the hill at plus 120 against the Halos.
Ooh. What's up, Tommy Z? Good to see you, bro. Hey, the Knicks, life's turning around for the Knicks tonight. We'll continue on the radio here for another 5 minutes.
Gabe, I'm going to tell you something. We don't do this often. We got to do a teaser tonight. I'm sorry. I have to change the rule for one night. How does Saskatchewan plus 11.5 over 37 feel? That just sounds so good to me. It sounds so good to me. Plus 11.5 over.
All the teasers I like last week would have hit too. Like I didn't tease that stupid Saskatchewan game.
Or you could parlay it, but I worry about the parlay a little bit. But with the teaser, I feel good. 37? Come on, that's low. I'm on it. But I got to do it. That game is in Ottawa, 7:30 start. I think it's a 7:30 start tonight. Yeah, that and the draft, our coverage at top of the hour at 7, but yes, let me double check here. CFL, it is at 7:30. You got it. Current line, 4.5. It's gone up too, man. It's back up to 44.5, so I locked it in at 37 over. I did the teaser, man. It's done. Got to do it.
So, of course, we're going to have a draft special live from Studio 34 following this. We're going to hand it over to the boys. In the studio, as we're a little more than half an hour away right now from Zion Williamson being taken first overall, a new era set to begin. Chaos with trades. I better hit refresh right now and see if we missed anything.
Refresh. Yeah,
exactly. And we got Kawhi Leonard being stalked all over Toronto. There's people with pictures of him with moving boxes and always going to the Lakers, and it's getting crazy. But God bless the NBA. Never stops delivering, Ken. You know, and then you have the draft tonight. There'll be a buzz around the draft for the next couple of days. And then, boom, NBA Summer League starts up right
they
around
got
the
it
corner.
Right. They keep their name in the papers.
And everybody plays, right?
Yeah. That's
all the
thing.
Stars play that just got drafted. They don't care. Hey, you're the top pick. You're the second overall pick. Tough. You're going to Vegas. You know,
exactly.
Because now you got to play against real people. You're not in college anymore. Like, this is real now, right? The NBA Summer League is taken seriously. It's a fun, fun league, and we can bet on it, Cam. It'll get us through the summer right into the NFL.
You said it. Yeah, no, it's funny. Like, the NFL, it's one of those things, like, you hear crickets, like Matt Stafford played with a bad back, broken back or whatever. Like nothing today, like NBA draft. It's funny, but when the NFL has a big day, the NBA always has a story to usurp it. So it's kind of funny. The NBA publicity machine really know how to do it right to keep their name first and foremost in the sports talk business. And I will say, Gabe, great ending. Our boy Colin Morikawa, our crazy, crazy pick at 150-1, 400 round. He's T13 right now. Boom. Let's do this, man. If he wins, party on me.
Good stuff. Okay. So my picks are tonight, guys, NBA draft Garland over 5.5 plus 325. Yes. Under 5.5 freshmen in the top 10 plus 180. Ty Jerome over 23.5. Ty Hero over 18.5 at plus 230, rolling the dice. That's Goga kid, the international kid. I don't want to butcher his name more than I already have today. But Goga under 16.5. Nasir Little over 12.5. So that's Garland over 5.5, under 5.5 freshman in the top 10. Ty Jerome over 23.5. Ty Hero over 18.5. Goga under 16.5. Nasir Little over 12.5. CFL football, give me the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. So I went smaller. I put like one unit and then half unit type deal. So I went bigger on the over 43.5, but I got the Riders at plus 4.5 as well. Major League Baseball, I've got the Reds and the Brewers under 9.5. Rays, A's under 7.5. And the Halos minus 152. What do you got, Cam?
I got the Milwaukee Brewers minus -145, the Cubs minus -145, Blue Jays plus +125, and plus 1.5 split units. Parlay, St. Louis Cardinals and Minnesota Twins plus +140, Riders plus +4.5, Riders plus +11.5, over 37. Games. The winners be ours.
All right. Great job, Cam. Great job, Yang, today. Smooth, real smooth today. We'll pick up the pieces following the draft tomorrow. Other than that, you're on your own. See you in the morning.
Couldn't catch the live show?
Yes.
Make sure to download our podcast at the FNTSY Sports Network Audio Boom channel.
Oh!